This is Pulse 2 Match Day Rewind.
McMahon with the free kick, floated in, headed down and just wide, inches wide from Nat-Mike Percival on the left-hand side, still waiting for his first goal in a City shirt. And, well, how much longer is he going to have to wait if he gets on to the end of them like that?
Well, he's getting closer, isn't he?
Chesterfielder on the attack now, down the left-hand side. Ball is played up towards Mitchell. It's bounced away and shot just over the bar from Ry Simons, the Bermuda international. It was only his second league start of the season. And he nearly marked it with a goal. He just couldn't keep it down. Finds Hawula. Hawula into the centre circle for Josh Cullen. Looks up, rolls it out wide to Marshall. Jones is in the area. Hawula's in the area. Marshall goes for goal. Oh, what a stunning goal from Mark Marshall. I said he can score them from way outside the area. It's another absolute pearler from Mark Marshall. Many years ago, Robbie Blake was turning the Bradford City Goal of the Season competition into his own personal little competition. And I think that at the moment, as things stand, Mark Marshall is doing exactly the same. City 1, Chesterfield 0, Mark Marshall, an absolute stunning, his fourth of the season.
What a belter. Chet Evans has won it on the halfway line. It was a mix-up between Vanslow. He's got a man in space here. Oh, it's back across the face of goal. He should have done better, Chet Evans. It was played into Reece Mitchell, who could have hit it himself. Squirts it back into Evans, who's on the back foot, and the chance goes begging. But a mix-up between the two centre-backs, almost letting Chesterfield in. Simons gives it back to Nolan, hooks it into the box. Evans is in there and heads it wide. Got above Vanslow, and having got his head on it, should probably hit the target, but it was 2 or 3 feet wide of the goal. Great movement, and he's always trying things. He's laid it off to Marshall. Here is Marshall! Goes for goal. Great save. Low to his right from the keeper. Might have just snug in off the post, but the goalkeeper makes the save. Little chip ball to McMahon. Collins onside. Collins away from his man. Chance for Wheeler, who scores! On the money from Josh Cullen! Could have missed Jordi Hawula and tucks home right on the stroke at half-time. A second of the afternoon, and it could be a big one for the Bantams.
Wide to the left-hand side for Chet Evans. Evans just inside the area, shoots, low save from Colin Doyle. Good save from the Welshman's effort by the Irishman.
Law checks onto his right, into Marshall. Marshall will strike, and it's beaten away by the goalkeeper. Jones is in there, tries to get the rebound, back to Law, who puts it over. Again, Nicky Law. Well, composure's his big strength, isn't it? And he's put another over the crossbar. Jones tried to get in there, and Law should have done better. Dieng cushions ahead to Law. Law into Wheeler. Chance! Oh, he's put it wide. Should have scored. He was offside. Flag saves Jordi Wheeler. I think, was it offside? Well, the flag, I think, might be a dead ball if flag was raised for. But what a chance to bury it. They thought he scored in the cup. That's because it hits the stanchion behind the goal. Crowd thinking about him shooting here, but he does, has other ideas. He dances away to the right, still has it, goes between two. Oh, it could be a brilliant goal. Still going, Marshall. Saved by the legs of the goalkeeper. Well, he was away from two, and then he dances his way past another two challenges, pulls it back onto his left peg, and the goalkeeper makes the save. And the referee checks the watch, and City 100% in 2017. It's finished City 2, Chesterfield 0.